foursome tonight. I think last time I was here, I didn't have any. I got very sick of looking at all that white down there, so this is a little more interesting.
In places, small places.
some laughing, some shapeless forms. Sidewalk scene and black limousines, some living, some standing alone.
Slapstick saviors stealing your hair while
This is a song that I couldn't stand the first time I heard it. I had the same experience. I learned to love it shortly after that. And I've had the same experience with vodka, scotch, puberty. Oh, that's another story. This is written by Lefty Frizzell. It's about a place near where I live.
Some more of them.
adults that turn these on.
Thank you.
to me in my life was Mad Magazine. I don't know if that's a popular unit here, but I was living in Wyoming at the time, feeling more or less alone on the planet. With Mad Magazine, I realized I was right at home. The main character in the magazine is a guy named Mr. Phonebone. He's a kind of gotcha. Mr. Phonebone goes out on an afternoon with the sun shining to have a picnic, to eat by the river or whatever, and winds up every time having brain surgery instead. It's my kind of guy. Oops. One more thing. Before I... Another audio. This is supposed to be an imitation of a guitar player from Chicago named Little Beaver. had stopped at 5 to 5. A photograph I'd never seen. A car came up the drive. I stood outside the kitchen door, and when she turned her head, I said that I was back to stay. She laughed at what I said. She said that I'd grow old believing that I was what mattered most. That I'd uncover real feelings when I
I lose away.
everything it takes to get a guy like me in love. Lord, I hope she's happy, cause she sure deserves to be, especially for what she did for me. I guess I owe it all to Valentine, all my good times, all my running around. One of these days I might be in your town, and I guess I owe it all. Yes, I owe it all to Pamela Brown. Look at this dryer. They say thank you.